Right. Well, no one is suggesting that Oncotype DX is the be-all and end-all and that there won't be something better. I would tend to agree that in expert centers where there's really good pathology and where there's very good testing for ER and PR and HER2, that tests like this will be less useful. But Paul and I live in the same town, and in fact, if we have our expert breast pathologists look at the same specimen, most of the time they agree, but not all the time. And not all of our breast specimens are actually read at either center by the expert breast pathologist. And once you move outside of that very select group, there's actually a fair amount of disagreement about grade.
Wasn't there a 33% discordance in the original stuff when it was looked at
by three different pathologists?
Yes.
But this has been shown for decades. I mean, these aren't new data about pathologists disagreeing about grade.
The real question is, who's right?
Right. So that's where the precision of this assay really helps. And the other thing, I've challenged Steve Shack on this, because drawing a square box around those five genes in the proliferation group is biologically, to me, inaccurate, because you're measuring not proliferation, at least in one gene case. STK15 is an amplicon in breast cancer, so you're actually measuring a gene amplification event. So I think that to say that STK15 is a proliferation gene is incorrect. There's a lot of deep biology in this signature, and all these other signatures are being described. And I think the other thing you get from the Taylor X study, just to emphasize, is a very large, prospectively collected set of blocks in which we can evaluate further signatures.
But did you need to have a signature? I mean, couldn't you just do that in the context of a randomized clinical trial? I mean, that's my point.
Or
this
in a
is
cohort.
Exactly what I was leading towards, Paul.
Yeah, I don't really like using today's signature.
I think the randomization is incredibly valuable.
Yes.
Of course. Because a randomization allows you to establish predictive factors, not prognostic factors. And that's going to be very powerful.
There have been some fairly cavalier statements about identifying, developing, and validating new signatures.
It's hard.
Regulatory landscape is changing. The FDA is now becoming involved in the regulation of these tests, and that is going to have a significant impact on the application of these new signatures in clinical practice. I think it's going to be largely relegated to the research practice. And with whatever the limitations of Taylor X may be and the MINDAC trial, at least for the short term, I think those are going to be the trials where we're going to need to address some of the questions regarding looking at other signatures. I'm not sure we're going to be in a position, at least in some large-scale trials, to evaluate other signatures, even if they're externally validated.